USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is expected to recommend people in COVID-19 hotspots wear masks. As President Trump said yesterday, regulations concerning masks will be coming soon. The Coronavirus Task Force is warning, though, that masks won't be keeping people necessarily from getting the illness, but rather from transmitting the virus to other people. COVID-19 has now killed nearly 6,000 people across the nation. More than 245,000 confirmed cases are in the U.S. as of last night. The Labor Department reporting more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million that filed the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
More on the coronavirus from a global perspective. Experts say it's now killed over 53,000 people around the world, and there are more than a million confirmed infections currently. Weather forecasters are predicting an above-normal hurricane season this year, as Colorado State University released its annual Atlantic hurricane season forecast late yesterday, and it predicts 16 named tropical storms instead of the average of 12. And the researchers there say 8 of those are going to be reaching hurricane status. The Awaken Church in Jonesboro, Arkansas, says it will defy federal and state guidelines, and it will be holding services this weekend despite the pandemic. That state does not require places of worship to follow the guidelines, urging no gatherings larger than 10 people. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's been put to the test again, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes.
Four men who were acquitted in the Daniel Pearl murder case in Pakistan have now been rearrested. Pearl was a Wall Street Journal reporter investigating Islamist militants in Pakistan when he was brutally murdered in 2002. One man was sentenced to death for the murder, three others sentenced to life in prison. Yesterday, a Pakistani court overturned the convictions, but now today, the Pakistani government issued an order to rearrest the four out of concern that they may act, in their words, against the interest of the country. And the NRA is planning to sue the state of New York over its decision to call gun retailers non-essential businesses. That classification makes them subject to closure because of the pandemic. The state attorney general, Letitia James, issuing a statement that everyone must follow the law and all executive orders of New York State. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.